From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, another group of seven foreign ministers today in the World War II Memorial in Hiroshima, where they are taking part in a two-day summit. Japanese schoolchildren cheered and waved flags as Mr. Kerry and other dignitaries toured the site, which includes the remnants of a building heavily damaged in the 1945 U.S. dropping of an atomic bomb on Hiroshima in an effort to end the war. As the G7 ministers meet for a second day today, they will focus on the refugee crisis in the Middle East and Europe, political instability around the world, and provocations from North Korea. The UN's envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, welcomed today the cessation of hostilities. The truce is between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels who seized control of Yemen's capital in 2014. All are pledging to support the ceasefire. Amin Saikal of Australian National University tells VOA the Yemen ceasefire comes on the heels of Syria's truce.
And I think that has also put a lot of pressure on the various warring parties in Yemen to give it a more serious go this time. Neither side has really gained a lot of grounds against one another.
Some observers believe the ceasefire will help the upcoming peace talks in Kuwait go well. Chad's president, Idriss Deby, is expected to win a fifth term after votes from Sunday's election are counted. He's facing 13 challengers who led the country since 1990, Mr. Deby has, when he seized power in a coup. This is VOA News. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo, Syria's one-time economic capital, parts of which now lie in ruins, has been divided into occupation zones since 2012, with rebel groups in some areas while other locales are still under government control. On Sunday, the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 35 people were killed, happened in fighting on several fronts south of Aleppo. UN says that at least 250,000 people have been killed since the Syrian conflict erupted in March of 2011. Ukraine's embattled Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Sunday he's resigning, opening the way for a new government to be formed in an effort to end Kyiv's political crisis. Indiana University scholar Elizabeth Dunn Cullen tells VOA the country's money problems are a big part of the political crisis.
The World Bank was due to give a second tranche of funding, $1.7 billion, was due to come out last October, and they have held back because of corruption in the government. So as long as there was this deadlock between the president, Poroshenko, and the prime minister, Yatsenyuk, and as long as both of them were widely accused of corruption, the World Bank was going to refuse to release that money. And that has now caused a really epic economic crisis in Ukraine.
Yatsenyuk said in a televised speech he hopes his resignation will give Ukraine a chance to adopt new electoral, constitutional, and judicial reforms and to join the European Union and NATO. Early elections could be called if Ukraine's lawmakers fail to unite behind a new prime minister, but President Petro Poroshenko has sought to avoid new voting for fears of further destabilizing the country. In U.S. politics, President Obama says he won't intervene into the government's investigation of how the leading Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, used a private server email account while she was Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013. The top U.S. law enforcement agency, the FBI, has for months now been investigating her use of private emails, saying that they compromised classified government documents. Clinton has denied all of that and now maintains a substantial lead over her opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, going into the next presidential primary on April 19th in the state of New York. For the Republicans, New York businessman Donald Trump has a 30-point lead in the polls over Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich.
That's the latest world news from VOA.